Hi, I'm Alexandra.
And I'm Anna, and we are the Russian Sisters.
Welcome to our podcast.
A show we created to talk about hard things.
And also to bring some levity to your lives.
Alexandra is a mom and occupational therapist.
And Anna is a school counselor.
And together we share our life stories.
And crazy adventures.
We aim to make you smile.
And let you know you're not alone.
You're not alone.
You are not alone.
Enjoy our latest episode from
The Russian Sisters.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
So good to be here with you today.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited to see what this episode's going to be about because I don't know yet. And we'll be making it up as we go along.
That sounds pretty good.
I mean, that's usually how it goes, you guys. But today is special.
Lies. You sit on a throne of lies.
You smell of meat and cheese.
Beef and cheese.
Same thing.
You'll get there.
You smell of beef and cheese.
That's, we do prep for this, we promise.
That's from the movie called Elf.
One of our favorites. Mm-hmm.
Which we like to reminisce about in June. That's in summer months. Hey, happy summer.
Happy summer.
Solstice. Did you do anything for the solstice?
I'm just in a place of transition in a lot of things. So I think I just took a moment to kind of try and open up to that transition and surrender.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Did you mean like that or more like, no. Did you go to the pool?
I mean, I think I meant that, but I like looked at Facebook and people were like, hey, it's summer. And I was like, cool, it's summer. Because I had already felt like the week prior to that, because I'm on summer vacation. I was like, it's already summer. I'm already going to the pool.
Yeah, I could see that.
So not much had changed for me. And I really didn't do anything to honor the solstice. But do you remember the last full moon we had? We read up about that one a lot.
We did. Yeah, because it was the strawberry moon. I feel like there was frenzied energy. People were driving like crazy. Anna saw a bunch of car accidents. I've been helping out with summer school. The children with summer school were all over the place. I was like, maybe it's just better to stay home and not talk to anybody.
It was nuts.
It was a little nuts.
It was. I remember that now. And we had to look up like, what is all, like, there were some really bad accidents. And my friends were posting about like seeing really bad accidents. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And then we looked and saw that it was the strawberry moon. And it happened to be the full moon of the year that's closest to the earth. So yeah, there was just some cray, cray energy.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am excited because I just got my sprinklers fixed. That's right. I've been talking about this for over a year now. And finally, the interesting thing about it is I don't know what I'm going to be charged, but the guy told me it wouldn't be $3,000. And then he joked that it would be $2,995. And I was like,
oh, those sprinkler guys, Alexandra.
Yeah. So just a refresh. Last year, had patio poured, realized the guys poured it over a live sprinkler head.
Rude.
Haven't been able to use that sprinkler zone. And I've been going out and trying to hand water. First world problems, I know. So half of my yard in the backyard is pretty much dead. And then in trying to figure out what's going on with the cottonwood next door, I discovered that the cottonwood roots have squeezed my sprinkler hoses, which has decreased the pressure. So now the zone works. I'm super excited about it.
Yay.
But now I have to have the guy come back and fix some stuff a little bit more for me. But I'm excited. He's willing to work with me. And again, we don't know the price yet, but I'm hoping that it's not $3,000 or $2,995.
We're gonna put that out into the universe. May it be less than $2,000.
Well, he quoted me like $600, so I'm gonna stick with that.
Hard for you. I looked out my back window today because I haven't been using my back patio in a while. Really, I haven't, and I have that rectangle of like dirt now.
Yeah.
But I haven't done anything with it since I weeded it that one time, like a year and a half ago, whenever that was. And I noticed that some weeds had popped up a couple weeks ago. I was
milk
like,
thistle.
No, it wasn't that bad, thank goodness. But I think like my neighbor's tree started blending into my yard and I was like, ugh. And I was thinking I was going to have to go out there and spray some vinegar.
You just chop off his tree that covers your part of the patio. That'd be hilarious.
Well, when I looked at it, it's been so dry and I don't have a watering system because it's a rectangle of dirt. And so it doesn't need one. Right. But I looked out there and I was like, huh. like nature's taking care of itself. All this stuff is kind of dried up. I have to go out and remove it because I do have plans to put some weed barrier down. And then you gave me some amazing flagstone.
I did.
For me to do something with. So
cool.
I'm hopeful that's something that will, I think if I did mention that a little while ago as a summer project, it's still a summer project that needs to be done.
I'm getting close to ending summer projects, which would be nice. So I just, unfortunately,
summer just started.
I know. Well, and I don't mind because I'm like, okay, I got some stuff planted. The nieces may have gotten into a little bit of trouble recently.
At their own house.
At their own house. And part of their, quote, punishment was to come to my house and move rocks. It's just that my note to our mother and the nieces was not clear to them.
I heard that. I heard
Our mother was very upset. She was like, this is not my fault. And I said, I think there was a little bit mutually because you could have come and asked me. And so they moved rocks that were not intended to be moved. The younger niece got like half of them moved. And I was like, just keep going. I'm not going to make you put them back. It does. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put some mulch there instead. So, you know, I told him, I said, you know, if you guys want to keep getting in trouble, I've got some more rocks on the side of my house I got to move so I can make a dog run.
Oh, I think they'd be okay helping you out with that. They liked working.
They did. They came inside after and they said, what else do you have? So I had them wipe down my bathroom counters and fold some blankets. And they were very helpful. One vacuumed. She might have missed a square in the middle of my living room, which is pretty obvious. I was like, I think you missed a spot that it was time for them to go. But they were really eager to help.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the little one, she made Buddy's bed really nicely.
Aww.
I know. It was very
she
cute.
She didn't even make her own bed.
Right? I was like, this is interesting. You guys can come over anytime.
That's so adorable.
Yeah.
How helpful.
Very helpful. She organized all his books. It was very cute.
I love that your summer projects are almost all done and it's not even the end of June. And the ones that I have in my head that I'm like, oh, these things that I'd like to get done, I haven't even started. Like I look around my house and I'm like, yep, there's that thing that I think I want to accomplish this summer. And then there it still sits. But I think that's okay because it's still only June. It took me a couple weeks to recover from the end of the school year and to really decompress. And I feel like, oh, now I can breathe. And then we just came back from Wichita and we had a speaking engagement there and we were coming off of that and processing through all of that. So now I'm like, okay. And then I had a few days and now I'm prepping for another trip, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
There's a lot of travel going on this summer for me. So I'm I'm thrilled. And so
that's awesome.
But I have to figure out like how to not take so long to decompress and like, oh, I'm so, I need a rest day or like two full pool days and ignore the chores that need to be done.
You know, another thing, I'm just going to bring it up since we just had Allison on as our guest, you know, is maybe, just maybe, you know, rethinking how to structure your days. Okay, I'll just end it with that.
You know what? Touche. So Allison says that I should only work 2 to 3 hours a day, that my human design, a projector, works best in that 2 to 3 hour window with the most productivity. So I like that, actually. I think I can definitely think about how to slice 2 to 3 hours toward a project and then be done with it and then go to the pool.
I mean, less for the summer. Because what I'm saying is that if you work 2 to 3 hours during the school year, you wouldn't need so much time to decompress in that transition.
Oh, look at you, smarty pants.
Minor details.
Look at you.
I do have to say, though, trying to do these summer projects, I've been spending quite a lot of time at Shmoam Shmipo.
Homes Deeps.
That's right. And there was one day, so in addition to having to do all this stuff in the yard, one of my toilets stopped working. It's like, great. And Anna had told me that she learned and figured out how to change the guts of her toilet out. So I was like, I think that's what's going on. And so I go
Those are also known as the parts and the flapper and the other thingamabobber that are in the
tank.
The tank part, not the bowl part.
No,
the tank part.
Tank only. Tank only. So, and of course, Anna mentioned I'm trying to mulch. I didn't want to mulch the part of my backyard, but it's ending up being fine. It's actually going to look really nice. And so I've been going, and I have a smaller car, so I can't go get like a large. I'm like capped at 10 to 12 bags total, and it depends if I have other stuff for OT or Buddy stuff. The other day, I forgot to take out Buddy's pool floats, and I was like, well, dag nabbit, where do I put those?
That's really difficult when you drive a smart car.
That's right. You got me there with that one. I don't drive a smart car. Anyway, I had like a very small amount of time, and I'm the worst at doing this. Time is like a big issue for me. And so I was like, okay, this amount of time to try and squeeze in getting to Home Depot, getting the toilet guts, getting the bags of mulch. And then like, I can't be late picking Buddy up from daycare. I can't. So
they charge more.
They do. I get charged per minute that I'm late. So I run over there, and of course, like, the garden area isn't open at first, and I'm like, I'm just going to go in. I'm going to get the guts, toilet parts. There you go. And then I'm going to go out to the garden center. I'm going to grab one of those flatbeds, throw the bags on, and go. Except I get out to the garden center. Now, first of all, I probably stood around six different men who worked at Home Depot who just, they were so involved in their conversation, and I just stood in front of a wall of different toilet parts, and I was like, well, do I want this kit or this kit? They're all the same kit, and they're all at different prices, and they're smart in doing that because I get bamboozled and go, well, if I get the cheapest, does that mean that those parts won't work? But I don't want the most expensive. Like, what to do? And these six guys literally were just standing there having a conversation, and then someone was like, well, can I help you? And I was like, well, which kit? And he's like, I don't know. Pick one.
Oh, helpful. Not what? Very.
And so then he was trying to challenge me if I was getting the right size, and I was like, oh my gosh, don't, like, you're confusing me more, man. Like, you're just confusing me. So I got extended in my time there, a little delayed. I grab the toilet parts. I run out to the garden center. No flatbeds.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Dang it. So I run back into the store thinking that I can just go to the entryway and grab a flatbed.
No, they're all outside in the parking lot.
So with my let's try that again. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. With my toilet parts.
With your tartar?
I got some tartar sauce too. That's disgusting. No, I don't like tartar sauce. With my toilet parts, I walk outside of Home Depot. I take a left and I start walking towards the corral of all the flatbeds. And I go, okay, I technically just stole from Home Depot.
You walked out with the toilet parts. Oh my God.
It's on
camera.
It's probably on camera. And then I get the flatbed and I put the toilet parts on back on the flatbed and wheel.
Like, you wheel your flatbed with it. You got a whole flatbed just for the toilet parts.
I did. Wheeled it back into the store to walk like through the store.
1 foot by 1.5 foot package. Not even.
Yeah, to get out to the garden center. No one said anything and I paid for it, but I like walked outside and I'm like steaming mad, like, oh, I just need this flatbed. And then halfway out it went, okay, I just stole from Home Depot.
Oh boy.
But yeah, I mean, the six guys didn't care because they were still back having their conversation. I should have gotten them some coffee or something.
I wonder what they were talking about.
Oh, just
were they talking about?
No,
avalanche?
They were talking about work. And one guy was training another guy, and he's like, "Hey, man, you did a really good job here. I'm not trying to criticize you. Like, here's what I."
Mm-hmm. Some constructive criticism. Good for them.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting.
Six of them to have that conversation.
Yes,
that's great.
Yeah. So speaking of these guys being bromantic.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh, you went. Oh, are you being bromantic?
I am not being bromantic, but let's talk about the male persuasion.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I happen to be hetero, just, you know, thought I would put that out there. Okay. Was married to a man. And my therapist has been working with me on putting myself out there and being more aligned with potentially dating.
Oh boy.
Which Anna has mentioned recently that does not make me throw up every time. It used to.
This is improvement.
It is improvement. Uh-huh. And so Sean and I met on Bumble, and I like Bumble because the women have more of the say. The women get to make the first move. So you get to decide if you want to reach out to someone, which I've had a couple men say they don't like that. And I'm like, well, then don't use Bumble.
Why are you on Bumble?
Don't use Bumble.
But they're probably on the like all the free sites.
I get curious of people. I can't handle more than one thing at a time.
I can't either.
Yeah.
It's like a full-time job.
I can't multitask. I can't multitask.
Multi-date.
Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah. Takes so, a lot of time up anyway.
It can. It doesn't have to, I don't think. I think literally you can do like 5 minutes a day and be done with it. But I will say, like, in the past, when you have gotten on, you spend a lot of time thinking about what to say.
Yes.
I don't. Because I think of like, I think of Bumble as a virtual bar, which is probably my problem. Because you don't walk up to someone and say, hey, it looks like you like to travel a lot. Tell me about your travel. You don't walk up to someone and say that. You say, hey, can I buy you a drink? Hey, how's it going? Hey, what you doing? Kind of thing.
I know. But during the times when I wanted to be like, hey, hi, how's your day? You're like, no, you have to say something about profile. Or did Aziz Ansari say that in his thing?
I don't remember. I know I've said it, but I don't know why you listened to me.
You don't believe that anymore?
I don't know what I believe.
Back to just saying like, hey, how are you? And I don't have to be so clever.
I don't think so. It's interesting because I think there's a mix of people, like some of the responses. And when I say a mix of people, I mean, this is from me reading through people's profiles. So some men will get on there and they'll say something more than, hey. Sometimes they'll say like, don't be so clever. Let's not chat for too long and meet. And then you match with that person, you start a conversation, and then they disappear. And so
yeah,
I think what's different for me mentally is that I can give or take it. In the past, I'd get kind of caught up in the, like, is someone going to respond to me? You know, how many people have I matched with? And now I'm like, I really could take it or leave it. But there were some interesting things that came up that I wanted. In my mind, this is like your best foot forward, right? Okay. Like, so you're putting some pictures out there. Yes, it's face value, which is what it would be like in a bar too. So hence follow me on this because I think Bumble and I are now, we're going to break up, I think, after all this. But you're trying to get someone to say, hey, that person looks cool or like what they're saying and I'm going to swipe right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Several people have put in their profiles, in their little description, that they like great sex.
In their description.
In their description. And here's what I want to say. Who doesn't? So
right?
Why like, would you put that in there? Because I don't know someone who's like, you know, mediocre or horrible is good.
Isn't that a given?
I feel like it's a given. So I don't understand it. I don't do well with guys who have all their pictures with sunglasses on.
Yeah, you need to see the eyes.
I like to see people's eyes.
Yeah.
I like to see smiles. You'd be surprised how many people frown or try and do straight. I wonder if the male's serious face is supposed to be the equivalent to female's duck face. Or duck lips.
You think so?
Oh, there maybe. Are a lot who try and do, you know what it reminds me of?
No.
The Smolder from Tangled.
Smolder.
Well, Flynn Rider and Smolder. Mm-hmm. But honestly, what it ends up happening is these guys look like they have crazy eyes. And then I'm like, no. One guy had it looked like he had kind of a rat tail in his profile, like the main picture. Was him holding up his rat tail.
Interesting.
That was the best.
There are all sorts of different people out there in the dating world. And it's funny that you're talking about this today because I was out with some work colleagues this week. They do a fun kickball league during the summer. And so I just went to watch. I'm not playing because I'm in and out of town so much this summer. So I decided not to play. But I bring a camp chair when I am in town and I go and I watch them. And then after that, there's like this after thing at a bar and they go and play flip cup. And I don't do that either. And I just watch and hang out. But I was talking with some of my colleagues about the online dating things. They were asking if I'm on the sites and I'm like, no, but I told them about the 80 date rule. And how like you set out last time you committed and you got your notebook and you put one through 80 and then got to stop at two because yes. You met Sean. But I was like, yeah, girls, like this is a thing. There was this guy and then on day 80, he met his wife. And so sometimes it takes a little bit of perseverance or wading through all the weirdness that is on there, because even if I put on my settings that I am heterosexual, that I'm interested in a male between these ages, I still get the people on there that are swingers, that are like have, what are they called, marriages where they're like
open marriages?
Yes, that one. I was gonna call them loose, whatever. Loose marriages.
Maybe that too. No, you know what they say? Unethically monogamous. I think, okay, you guys, if you're screaming in your car right now, just write to us, but I'm pretty sure
that's not monogamy.
That's the whole point. Like it's like trying to put a nice term on something, like just call it what it is. If you're going to be in an open marriage, now maybe that's not considered a PC anymore, but if you're going to be in an open marriage, just call it an open marriage. Don't say like, maybe it's ethically non-monogamous. That's probably what it is.
Oh, perhaps. But that's like not even marriage. I don't know. We don't need to go down, I was going to say rat trail. It's a rabbit hole. Whatever. We don't need to follow the bunny on that one. But yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. It's just the whole online dating thing is weird. And I told the gals from this week, I was like, yeah, like I'll get this ping every once in a while and feel like, oh, maybe I'll give it a try again. And then I get on whatever one for 2 or 3 days and update my pictures a little bit. And then I'm like, no, it doesn't fill my bucket, and it just doesn't feel good.
Well, and I think when you're super aligned to meet someone, and I'm going to get in my woo-woo stuff, but I think when you're super aligned and you've done the work on yourself to be ready to welcome someone into your life, the how doesn't really matter. Like the how and when is not in our control. For me, I think I'm not out there. Like I'm not doing enough right now. Like Buddy really is my life. So I work and I have Buddy and I take care of my house. And so I'm not actively trying to do meetups or really meet people or increase my friends right now. And so it makes it harder, which at the same time, I'm like, yes. And if you're aligned to meet someone, I think it'll naturally happen. Like I have a few more examples to get to, but I listened to this podcast and I thought that they were talking about me on this podcast because this woman was like, oh, I just wrote this book and I was a single mom and I decided that I wanted to connect with my soulmate. And she was like, but I didn't like people and I didn't want to go. I didn't want to do online sites. I didn't want to go out and actively try and date. And she was like, so I just kind of put it out there to the universe and let it be. And then she ended up connecting with this guy at one of her book signings. And it turned out somewhere, I think they mutually knew someone. And there were multiple times that they saw each other. And then it ended up working out.
That's cool.
Right. And so I'm like, maybe that's how it needs to happen. But for me, I think also with my healing process, that there's some healing that can only happen when I have someone come into my life. Like there are certain things that I'm just not going to know how I'm going to feel or what I'm going to go through until that person comes into my life.
It's very possible. But I also think back to when the long time ago when I was in my 20s and it seemed so easy. And maybe you're right. Like we were out all the time. We'd go out often. And whether it was to clubs or parties or with friends or whatever, maybe the opportunities just were greater than, or maybe we ourselves were open. But I try and think back to like, what was I thinking about as a 20-year-old? I wasn't necessarily like, I need to find my husband or my mate. I have been scratching my head about this one because when we talk about like preparing yourself or doing the work or calling into the universe or getting yourself ready or healing the wounds, I'm like, God, when I was 20, I don't think any of that was on the radar. And yet it was really easy to meet people, to date. I found a mate. We were married for several years and then it didn't work out, and that's okay. But it just seems like interesting that in the aftermath of all that, now there are a lot of different sources that say, oh, well, once you're in this space, then it'll happen for you. And I'm like, sometimes I think about that and I buy into it and I've written down my lists of like what that lingo is deserve, right? Like you deserve this and it's okay to call this into your life and try and manifest this. And I'm like totally open to that. And yet then we talk about blockages. Like if it isn't happening, it's because there's a blockage here. And it can all get very confusing, but I didn't mean to totally like, I didn't mean to hijack this story of yours or your examples, but I just think like it's all very confusing. Life is confusing.
It can be very confusing. What I would say to that stuff that talks about like clearing out the space in those blocks and being open to a person is that your worth is going to match the worth you're meeting. So like Sean and I, when we met, like hindsight and looking back, like our worth matched each other. Neither of us had very high self-worth, but it matched each other and we were able to connect on that way. But that also means that, like I've also had growth since he died. Mm-hmm. And so the whole idea is that It can be really easy to meet someone, but if you are cycling a loop of that you're a doormat and you need to be treated that way and you're just there to fulfill someone else's need, you're going to attract that. And so until you clear that, but I don't think you want that, right? That's just what you're going to, I'm not saying you, I'm saying yeah. The you in general.
Well, you made it sound like Anna.
No, I'm and, just, and that's I'm like, just an no. example.
And then I wonder like if since I don't feel that way and because of what I've experienced before, if I'm like, no, I'm really specific, I think in my head of what I'm looking for or the type of relationship I want. And timing is everything, right? And just we've got the maps and they're upside down and we're like working our way toward each other. I don't know. And I said this before, like maybe there isn't another person out there with a map you know, trying to work on their stuff and make their way to me as I am to them. I don't know. But there's so many theories out there, and I find it all very interesting. And my whole point to what I was saying before, I don't think I'm a doormat.
No, I wasn't talking about you.
I know you weren't talking about me, but I know that's like, if a person thinks they're a doormat, then they're going to attract people who treat them like one. And then I think like, am I just too difficult? Like, are my expectations too high that the right person isn't there yet? Isn't ready yet? Isn't built yet? I don't know. That's a question for the universe. Unless you have the answer.
No. What? Like I'd have the answer? No. I don't know.
Psychic Melissa said I was going to meet him in December or January.
So you're holding on to that. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I'm waiting. I'll wait. I can be patient. I got a lot of things to do between now and then. I have a lot of home projects I have to do.
I'm Sarah Burke, and I host the Women in Media podcast, where I'm exploring the challenges women face in the media spotlight and celebrating our triumphs. My guests come from radio, TV, news, and sports, and we'll cover topics like leadership, diversity, stereotypes, and more. Most of all, I'm looking to build a community through a space where we can discuss anything. The Women in Media podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at womeninmedia.ca.
Have you ever thought, I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundle, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network, or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.
Anyway. Well, while you are waiting for that.
Tell me more examples.
Yeah, there are a couple more examples that I thought were interesting. One, for some reason, and I can't see other females' profiles on this app, but I find it very interesting that it's almost acceptable for a guy to have a dad bod, but it's not acceptable for a mom to have a mom bod. And there are several people who are like, looks matter, and I want you to be fit, and I want you to look like this, and I want you to look like that. And I'm like, left. Because don't get me wrong, looks do matter to me. I'm a heightist. I say I'm a heightist. But at the same time, I'm like, and I do have a mom bod. And I don't put that on there, but it's just very interesting to see these inequalities in how you have to cater things. And I'm like, I don't feel like I want to cater. I think that's why I finally got to the point of saying, I think Bumble and I need to break up, because I was like, I don't want to have to cater to try and get a match. Like, I want to be my whole self, and someone's going to complement what Buddy and I have going on.
Totally. And I think it's really difficult when you're in book studies and empowering yourself and doing a lot of personal development, and you read a book called More Than a Body, and then you go on a dating site where you're nothing but a body until a person decides you're worth it enough to say hello to. It's just it's a whole weird dynamic thing.
The weird thing I'll say is that, so on Bumble, it's always trying to get you to pay, and I won't pay.
No.
And so one of the ways it tries to get you to pay is it claims it keeps a list of people who have liked you, and you have to pay to see who that list is. And so one of the things that I do is people can put if they want kids or not. And so some people will say have and don't want more. Some people will say don't want. Some people say not sure. And so people who say don't want, I'm like, well, swipe left, because
you have one.
I have one. Mm-hmm. And so if someone's going to enter into a relationship with me, one of the things I would like for that person is to be a male role model for Buddy. And then there are people who have the have and don't want more. But what I find so interesting is I'll swipe left on these people who say don't want. And then it'll pop up a blurb and say like, oh, you just missed a match. Oh, you just missed a match. I'm like, why would you want it? Like, I clearly state on my thing, like, widowed single mom to a toddler. I see that very clearly, because I'm like, I'm not here to try and bamboozle or anything. Like, this is my situation. Like, I have my stuff together. I have a career. I have a house. Things are fine. It's very interesting.
Maybe they're okay that you have one.
Right.
And they don't want one.
It could be. I asked a friend of mine.
I think that's part of that don't want any is like, maybe they're not interested in being the daddy seed.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know.
Because how else would you say like, it's really okay if you have kids, but I don't want to.
Then put that in your description or something. So at least if you say don't want, you say like, I don't want them, but I'm okay if you have them.
Yeah.
Maybe people don't read what I put on there.
Maybe we should write a book about it. I don't know why you laughed so giggly about that. Like, maybe we should. The Russian sisters take on dating.
Oh, boy. Well, I feel like maybe we should try and be more successful at it first. That's usually, it's like a marriage therapist who's never been married. Like, what?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that we haven't, we've both been married. We understand relationships.
I feel like there's success in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one last thing I'll say is there are quite a few gentlemen, if you will, who put in patriotism.
Oh.
They'll say patriotism and they'll say swipe left if you're not a patriot. And I'm like,
does that mean like nationalist?
I think so.
Really?
I think it's I'm so sorry. Yeah. Anna got really excited about the fact that there might be people on Bumble saying that they're a nationalist and she punched her microphone.
Yeah, my microphone fell over because I just watched a documentary about nationalists. And so I got really, I was so verklempt about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I think you. I might have messed up my volume.
Oh.
No, we're good. Okay. Keep talking.
Yeah. Well, so that's kind of what's going on with the Bumble, the Patriots, the sunglasses, the mom bod.
That's why you're going to break up with Bumble.
I'm breaking up with Bumble.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You might get a ping. You might decide later it's worthwhile.
Yeah. I feel like I go through times where if I have more time or I feel like I have my stuff together, then I'm like, okay, I can maybe I'll get on there and try and see about bringing someone into our lives. And then I get on there and I'm like, I think the ping I'm getting is this is not how you're going to meet your person.
Well, and it just hit me that the other day we were talking about this in the online dating, and I've been talking forever about how I want it to be natural, or that a friend of mine most recently was like, if you want this type of person, you have to go to where they are, mm-hmm. right? You're not going to find your forever person in a bar who's looking for one night stands, because that's what you're going to get at a bar is right. People who are like want the easy hookup. So you have to go to this type of person. You have to go to where they are. And then you and I were talking about meetups, and I think now it just makes me chuckle that you're like, you should bring so-and-so, another single friend, or you should bring so-and-so, another single friend. And I'm like, Alexandra, I think you and I should probably just find a meetup and go just for fun and see what it's all about. Oh my God, she's about to throw up.
It's not that I won't go. I think part of what happens to me is, as you were saying, the energy piece and like, I have only a certain amount of time. I do have a babysitter who comes over weekly, but I usually set aside that time for myself.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to, I'll look at it. Maybe that's something that we'll do for podcasts. We'll look up meetups and see what we're going to do.
Like an axe throwing meetup.
All right. I just have to, again, when I feel like I've got my stuff together and I've been able to tap into things that really light me up, and then I'm more energy for that.
Yeah. I'm not talking about a let's go hike a 14er meetup.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. It'd be like, can you Sherpa me up there?
I know. Now, nice to meet you. Can you please carry me to the top?
Yeah. I'm totally going to switch gears though.
Okay.
Yes.
I like gear switching.
Yes. So I'm breaking up with Bumble.
Yes.
But here's the other thing. So it's summer.
Yes.
Going back to the summer thing, which means anytime for me that I'm doing yard work or cleaning out my garage or cleaning up my basement, I find critters. Mm-hmm. You just find critters. Mm-hmm. So the other day I was moving around. I don't even know why. I was moving something and saw a spider on my bed frame.
Yeah.
And I have these shoes. They were baby shoes that were baby Chucks that we got when Buddy was born. And
I've just kept those. Converse.
Yes. And I've kept them. We have a picture because Sean had some Converse and we had a picture of the two. So I've kept those. So I grabbed one to try and kill the spider and I missed.
Oh,
I don't know how you miss from 2 inches away. I did that the other day with a hornet?
It was a bee in your house.
And I literally was right in front of it and missed. Like, how do you miss?
Not a honeybee, because those we need to save the planet.
Yes. No, like this was a wasp of some sort. Jacket. Yeah. So then I start pulling my bed out from the wall to try and see if I can find the spider, because then, of course, I'm thinking like, am I going to eat the spider tonight? Ew. Is it going to crawl across me? Sure. I swear the other night I could have sworn I saw a spider cross up one of my pillows or it was like on my tablet and crossed. And I was like,
gross.
Right. I could get freaked out and then I had to stop. So one of the things that I started thinking about, bear with me on this one. Have you ever seen those pictures that show like the ocean? They show the guy in the boat and then it shows like distances away and all the fish I dated a guy years ago who we ended up living in Florida, and then he disclosed to me that he hated the ocean.
Yes, yeah, like, Florida is a great place for him.
It's like, why'd you agree to move here? He did have family down there, but he hated the ocean because you couldn't see everything that was around him.
And not inland Florida. He was on the beach.
Oh, yeah, we were on the beach. Mm-hmm. And he hated it because he couldn't see all the fish or any sea. And I love diving, so it doesn't bother me at all. But the same thing happened when I was in like the jungle in Peru of like, you're walking on a path and you're like, oh, beautiful leaves that are the size of me. And mm-hmm. oh, there's a monkey. And then like there are pictures that show the snakes, the huge spiders, everything that's like, right.
All the things that are in the vast jungle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm wondering, I was trying to look up a picture of a house and like a person in a house and then see all the different critters.
Nope. You're like, let's take a black light to a motel room. No, you don't need to see all the things that are inside your house. I mean, you'd be calling an exterminator all the time.
Well, I still get inundated. Like Anna came to my house today. Of course, she's like, I missed the solicitor. And I was like, I didn't, because he saw me coming down the road in my car and waited for me to get in my driveway. And then would not, I was like, now is not a good time. If I could have, no. All sorts of sales have changed in how you do things. So one of the things they do is they don't carry cards anymore, although this guy did, but they usually don't, to try and get you to sign up with their email so they can inundate you with emails. And I'm like, no. N-O, stop it. If I need you, I will come find you.
And also how rude, like you were just coming home. I saw this guy, like as I pulled up to Alexander's house, like her garage door was still open and she was getting out of the car and this guy accosted her. And I thought to myself, we really need to get that no soliciting sign up on your house.
It's on my counter.
Yes, we need to move it from there to be visible to the solicitor.
Yes. And so then he's like, I'll come back. Are you going to be here? And I was like, I don't know, honestly, because I didn't. I was like, I don't know.
It is a good thing that her doorbell doesn't work.
That is true. I know it doesn't. Shh, don't tell anyone. So anyway, the guy, and I'm like, I won't have anything around my house unless it's natural. Well, it's 100% organic. And I was like, not now. I've already told you, not now. Like, I'm literally trying to get Buddy out of the car. And he's like, oh, if I could. And he just wouldn't stop. And then he has the same name as Buddy. And I was like, hey, that's great, Buddy and Buddy. But I need you to not be here right now. So I found this article that was looking at the amount of critters that are in a home and then why certain critters are in each home. Now, first, we'll say, because this in Florida, I mentioned I used to live there, roaches are common.
Oh, my God, everywhere.
But they're not an indicator. Like here, roaches are more of an indication in Colorado with the dry climate. Roaches are an indicator of potentially an unclean area. Mm-hmm. In Florida, they're not. It's just the humidity, and bugs are bigger there, but they're just everywhere. I mean, so gross.
You like pull back the shower curtain, they're all over your freaking bathtub. Yeah. So gross.
It is. This article, though, they were doing a study to try and figure out which kinds of insects would be in a home according to what. One, they do say messiness doesn't necessarily matter.
No.
And they do say that they will go down.
So yeah, that's why your basement or like a downstairs. I was just telling someone this the other day when we lived in the bi-level and I had the base. It wasn't even a basement. It was like a garden level room. Yours was upstairs. I had the garden level room and just naturally had more spiders down there.
Yes. But it's interesting because they talk about, let me see if I can find it in here.
While you're doing that, I was coming up from the basement yesterday. Cleaning
my house or your house?
No, my house. Coming up from the basement, I was cleaning some litter boxes because I had to add another one down there because Bentley saga. And anyway, I was coming back up the stairs and there was this thing in the corner of my stairs. And I was like, is that a, yep, it sure is. And I had to then go put shoes on and kill the spider inside my house.
There was a massive spider on the mulch when I was trying to work on my plants the other day.
Is it daddy long legs? Because those are okay.
No.
Wolf spiders are big out here.
I don't know if it was like a lighter color. I almost took a picture to send to our brother to find out.
They're supposed to be, wolf spiders are supposed to be helpful, actually, even though they're really
gross. But
they jump. What? No, they don't.
Aren't wolf spiders the ones that jump?
No, they're the ones that I think carry their babies on the back. So if you get one, and then like if you try and kill it, and then there are like 1,000 little babies that come off their backs, I think that's the wolf spider.
Our younger niece was telling me that she found a potato bug one day and it had a big sack of babies on its back and the sack broke open and she had like tons of the potato. Now, potato bugs are kind of cute, but I was like, that's still gross.
Yeah, I don't know. Given when she told that story, I'm not quite sure if that's really true.
Well, it was like 2 days ago.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. She must be retelling an old story.
It could be. It could be. Well, and one year, this is years ago, we were house sitting for our parents, and there was a spider that, I don't know if it was the spider we found in the sink, but then it laid eggs. And do you remember all those spiders that came up and we were trying to pour like bleach down, mm-hmm. trying to fit like water. Bleach doesn't take care of spiders. What did we end up? I don't remember. But
vinegar?
They were everywhere and they stayed within the sink, but it was a bathroom sink. I think I blocked that memory
until you just brought it up.
Oh, it was awful. Anyway, this article, I was trying to find one particular thing where it was saying you'll find these kinds of bugs depending on the room. But really what they're saying is the higher the room, the less you should see. And then like you were saying, the colder basement is where you would see more. But they say that you might have insects are more in carpeted rooms than in like floored rooms. I know, isn't this weird? As well as area rooms with more windows will have more because they have greater accessibility. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, they do in my living room where it's windowed. They seem to congregate there.
Yeah.
This is just a good reminder that I need to vacuum more. So grossed out.
I didn't mean to gross you out. It was just something when I was like, oh, there's a spider underneath. And then I'm looking at my bed frame and my bed frame has fabric, but where the screws go in has an opening to the fabric. So then I was like, oh my God, they could just be hanging out in there.
It could be, which is why we need to clean and clean often.
That's true.
I told Al this, but before we went on our trip to Wichita, I had some laundry that I was putting away and I went to put on this shirt and I think there was a spider in my shirt because next thing I know, I have like this ginormous spider bite on my body, on my torso. And the only thing I think it could have been was a spider because it wasn't a mosquito bite. And then eventually, like when it stopped swelling so much, I was like, oh, yep, there are the two holes. Like yeah. This ginormous spider crawled into my shirt and bit my stomach.
Yeah, it did.
It was the side by my ribs. But anyway, I was like, God, and I'm a mostly clean person.
Mostly clean. It has nothing to do with that. I had one. I had a towel that was outside because I was trying to fix something outside. And I had a beach towel out there and I went and lifted it up and then a spider came scurrying out. It just happens.
I just got all itchy. And I'm sure you guys, if you're listening to you, are starting, you get the itchies and you're like, no, everything is itchy and I have to scratch because we've been talking about bugs.
Yeah. Anyway, is it time for the STW joke of the day?
It is time. Let's end on a light note after.
Get a groan, people.
Yeah. Well, with all, I thought this was apropos given the it's summertime and we are gearing up for some travel this summer. So here's a joke for you people and for you, Sean T. Wyman. Which state has the most streets?
I don't know.
I'm going to repeat it. Which state has the most streets?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a joke.
I know it's a joke.
Full grown joke.
Go for it.
Rhode Island. You're welcome.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in.
Oh my God. Yeah, we're kind of all over the place, but I hope you enjoyed the dating stories and not so much probably the stuff about bugs and critters. But on that note, I have a story to tell you, but I'll save it for the next time we get together. And I hope you enjoyed your time with us. We love you and we hope you have a great week.
See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Russian Sisters. To connect with them, go to therussiansisters.com.
Produced and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com and listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
To Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.